and hoe cake would be just this. Hoe cake wouldn't be a flitter.
No, that'd be cornbread and a thin batter, you know.
Mm-hmm. A batter cake would be the same as a flitter.
And a flitter is made out of flour, more.
Uh-huh.
And maybe a hoe cake made out of cornbread.
I see. And when you were a boy, did you ever hear anybody talk about ash cake?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any?
No, I never tried one. The claim to make it up and cook it in ashes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mrs. says that when she was very small, she was too small to know how they did it, but yeah, she ate them. Her great-grandmother had some, and she said they were delicious. They really were. Used to bake them, I guess, in the... I've read about them, and as near as I can tell, they must be like a hoe cake just baked in the ashes.
Yeah.
And did you ever boil cornmeal in water and make a kind of a soup?
Yes, sir. Made a soup out of cornmeal.
And what was that?
We called it meal soup.
Meal soup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never called it mush.
Well, some call it mush, some call it meal soup.
And the round thing with a hole in it that you fry in fat, it's a round pastry or something.
Yes, he's got a name, but I can't think what to call it.
Uh-huh. And meat from the side of a hog that you salted, but...
Called it bacon.
Bacon today. In the old days, what did they used to call it?
They called it bacon then.
Midland?
Midland. Right.
Uh-huh.
Or side meat.
Side meat.
Yeah.
And pressed meat from the head of a hog. They pressed the meat.
Got the fat out and we called it pressed the grease out of here. They had a side meat and a shoulder meat and a ham meat and jewel meat. And all this meat's out and figure out.
Mm-hmm. If you eat a cherry, you have to spit out the hard thing in the center. What do you call that?
See.
And the hard thing in the center of a peach is?
Kernel. Peach kernel.
And if the peach tears away from the seed easy, you call that a
press.
If it tears away, if it sticks, it's a what?
They call one a press and the other I can't think of that other name they call it.
And beans that don't have to be shelled, you just break them up.
Snap beans.
And those that you do have to shell are just... those that you do have to shell, or you just call?
They call them straight beans, I think.
Uh-huh. When turnips get about this high, you cut off the tops and you boil them, and what do you call that?
Call that young greens.
Mm-hmm. And corn that you shuck and boil and just eat with your fingers?
Call that rosemary.
Interested in different kinds of little animals that are wild. One about so big is black and he's got a white streak. He smells pretty bad.
I call that a skunk. Okay.
And the little ones that smell, that live near the river and smell worse?
Yes.
What are they?
They call one a polecat and the other a skunk cat.
I see. Just a matter of size. Mm-hmm. Both smell pretty bad.
That's right. When you stir them up.
And how about little things that hop around in your yard?
Frogs.
Frogs. Any the kind that live in bushes?